Good morning and welcome to A Time of Hope, containing highlights of our services last Sunday, which were led by Reverend Lena Eddy in this time of transition for our congregation. We'd also like to invite you to come worship with us this morning live and in person. Our church service starts at 10:30 in our sanctuary at 101 North Oak. Sunday school is at 9:30. And we would be glad to see you then. Again, thank you for listening to A Time of Hope.
Holy and loving God, as the angels and all the saints gather before your throne and proclaim in everlasting praise and glory, as we gather here today in the holy sanctuary to worship and adore you, stir up, O Lord, your faithful ones to seek your eagerly, your living presence, and attend us. Follow those who have gone before us in lives of faith and commitment, that we with them may know inexpressible joys and have prayer for those who love you. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who reigns and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and ever forever. Amen.
Senior choir sings Bless This House.
Thank you.
Our morning scriptures are read by Carol Barber, followed by Pastor Lena Eddy's sermon for all the saints.
Would you please join me in the prayer for illumination? Lord of light, shine upon us. God of love, fill our hearts with your wisdom. Holy Spirit, bring yourself closer to us in my words and how we hear them, in our thoughts and how we think them. Use this time and use us to accomplish your good and gracious will. Amen. Our first reading is from Ephesians, the first chapter, reading verses 11 through 23. In him, according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things, according to the counsel of his will. We who first hoped in Christ have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. In him, you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe. According to the work of his great might, which he accomplished in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and made him sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The second reading is from the Gospel of Luke, reading from chapter 6, verses 20 through 31. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you that are full now, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. But I say to you that hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To him who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and of him who takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. And as you wish that men would do to you, do so to them." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It is truly an honor to be back with you.
There is a story, perhaps even a joke for some, that happened a long time ago, and perhaps it was a really bad story. And perhaps it happened some time ago, I really don't know. But it was a story about two brothers who lived in a small town, but they were involved in corruption, in a deceitful and very manner of they were involved with a vice. It was rumored that they were affiliated with some of the very famous organized crime families as well. Whatever the case, these brothers accumulated much wealth through their dishonest means. There was little grief in the town when the older brother died, but the younger brother wanted to honor his older brother. So he went out of his way to plan a funeral. The problem is, he was trying to find a minister who would be willing to do the service. Well, he looked high and low through all the churches, and he couldn't find a minister. So he finally looked at one church. He had given neither the problem of finding the minister who was willing to do the service. He had given neither of them had any grace, had neither graced any steps into a church during their lives. Knowing that one of the local churches was in the midst of a capital campaign for some needed repairs, the younger brother called up that minister. "Reverend," he said, "I know my brother was never attended your church. As a matter of fact, we never attended any church. I also know that you probably have heard a lot of things about my brother and me, this being a small town and all. And I would like you to say that my brother was a saint. If you are willing to say that he was a saint, I will write you a check for $50,000. And that'll go a long way to fixing up your church." After some thought, the pastor agreed to have the service. The pastor, however, had a condition. The $50,000 had to be paid in advance. And so it was. On the day of the funeral, the church was crowded. Curiosity brought dozens of people in who were certainly not there to honor the rich man, but to see what the minister would actually say. The remainder of the crowd was made up of mobsters and women that the brother associated with. The service began with the usual scriptures, you know, Psalms and Romans and all those other normal scriptures that are read during funerals. The hymns were sung and the prayers were prayed, and then the homily began. The minister began slowly, but then step by step launched into a litany of the horrible things the rich man had done. How he had been selfish, greedy, and corrupt, caring about no one but himself, carousing with women and drinking excessively, and on and on and on. The younger brother was sitting right there in the front row. He was getting hot under his collar about how the minister was going to fulfill his promise. But during the service, there was not much that he could do about it. He could only wait and hope that the minister would keep his end of the bargain. Finally, about 10 minutes of outlining the man's flaws, the minister concluded his sermon in a booming crescendo, proclaiming, "Yes, my friends, this man was a no good, dirty, rotten scoundrel, but compared to his brother, he was a saint." Today, my friends, we are celebrating All Saints Sunday. It is a day of remembrance. It is a day of thanksgiving and a day of hope. We remember those who have gone before us faithfully and who have taught us to love and who have taught us how to serve and who have taught us how to believe. We give thanks for their lives and their witness and how to hope that we are a part of the great communion of saints, joining together with Christ's love that stretches across time and eternity. Ephesians, Paul says, "The eye of your hearts may be enlightened, that you may know the hope to which God has called you." And in Luke's gospel, Jesus blessed the poor and the hungry, the sorrowful, and those who work for peace and love their enemies. Together, these scriptures invite us to see the world and our place in it through new eyes. Paul prays for the church in Ephesus, so not for more strength, not power, not even knowledge. It is for sight that these eyes of the heart would be open. The saints are those who learn to see differently, to see the world through God's eyes of grace. When we remember the saints, when we remember the people who have come before us that see what is visible, then we see God's handiwork, even in times of suffering. They saw beauty in the brokenness, light in the midst of darkness, hope when others saw despair. The saints were not perfect. Far from it. I'm not perfect, are you? And we are the saints. But they were people who trusted in God's grace. Grace that was stronger than our weakness. and that grace, God's love, could work through their ordinary lives. Then comes God's teaching in Luke 6. Blessed are you who are poor and hungry, and those who weep. This is kind of mixed, matched, and upside down, and this is not what we remember as a kid. This is not the text that we know as a kid. Jesus blessed those that the world forgets. He calls the ones who are often overlooked, the poor, the sorrowful, the merciful, the peacemakers, the ones who keep loving even when it costs them something. This is the vision of God's kingdom, a world turned right side up by grace. This is what the saints show us, that to follow Christ means to live differently, to love differently, to measure success not by wealth or power, but by those faithfulness, compassion, and generosity. All Saints Sunday is not just remembering the past. It is also reclaiming our calling in the present. The saints is not only those named or etched in glass or in history books. The saints are us, the living, the breathing body of Christ in this world today. You could say that we are the saints in training. But because we are not perfection, but because God has chosen us to be the blessed ones, we are the saints in training. Every time we see a child being baptized, we are saints in training. Every time we see a child being confirmed, we are saints in training. Every time we see a person being welcomed into the church, we are saints in training. This is a part of who we are as saints in training. When we feed the hungry, when we comfort the grieving, when we forgive the unforgivable, when we love our enemies, we are living out our sainthood. We are letting the eyes of our hearts be open. This is what this is about. This is what it is about to be part of the sainthood. This is what it is about to be a saint in training. This is what God has called us to be as saints. And this is what All Saints Sunday is about. We have the business of being a part of the saints All Saints Sunday. We are a part of the communion of saints. You see, I know that in this church, that there are no empty spaces in these pews. I know that in this church, that where there are empty spaces, there are people that sit. We might not know who they are, but I would bet that there are people in this church that can name those who have been here, that can name the saints that have been a part of this church, that made this church grow, that filled this church, that grew this church, and they are here with you today. They are sitting on either side of you. They are singing with us and praying with us. They are with us today. So if you think you are here alone in the pews, and if you think there are 15 pews that are empty between me and you, they are not. The saints are with us, and they are singing glorious with us, and there are saints that sit between us every Sunday. So today, let us give thanks for the saints who taught us how to pray, for the saints who taught us or tried to teach us how to sing, for those who forgive, for those who taught us how to hope, for the saints who sat beside us in the pews, for the ones who whispered words of encouragement, for those who showed us what love looked like, and for the saints we are becoming by the grace of God. May the saints that we are and the saints that we are with be blessed by the grace of God. Amen and amen.